You are now tuned in.
Sit back and spill that tea.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the first ever episode of To Tell You the Truth. I hope you enjoy yourself and enjoy the show. Grab a nice bowl of popcorn and get ready. I'll be having new episodes every week or every other week, depending on how life goes and all that, because, you know, life be hitting different sometimes. But anyway, in today's episode especially, we are going to be talking about the 2020 Grammy nominations and predictions that I have about who's going to win. Because, you know. So, I already, just by looking at the, like, just quickly looking at it, I see a lot of Billie Eilish up here, which makes me happy. But I also see a lot of Lizzo up here, which doesn't make me so happy. Let me stop. I'm just kidding. Well, congrats to her, I guess. stop. Okay, all right, I need to stop doing that. That's very rude. Congrats to her, even if I don't like her. Congrats to her. You know, she's doing her thing, whatever. First, though, before we get into, like, the whole predictions and nominations and all that, I want to kick it off by thanking our sponsor. All right, so I have a list pulled up here of all the nominations for the 2020 Grammys. And, yeah, so let's get into it. Just a little friendly disclaimer before we start. I'm only really going to be focusing on, like, the pop, R&B, and some of the rap categories. Just because I'm not really a fan of country or rock or classical or anything like that. So I wouldn't really know the people in the categories. So there's kind of no point to do it. You know what I mean? So we're going to avoid those, but let's get started. Starting off with Song of the Year. So the nominees are Always Remember Us This Way, Bad Guy, Bring My Flowers Now, Hard Place, Lover, Norman Rockwell, Someone You Loved, and Truth Hurts. So I'm going to have to give this one to Bad Guy. Not just because I love Billy, but if you think about it, Bad Guys was a moment. Bad Guy was, like, for at least, like, 3 months, it was, like, everywhere. And I'm pretty sure it was number one at some point. And I don't know, yeah, I feel like it's just everyone liked that song. And the music video was fire, even though that's not part of this category. I don't know, I just like Bad Guy the most. Truth Hurts might also win because that was also, like, a pretty big song this year, and it still is a big song. Yeah, so that's probably either one of those two. Always Remember Us This Way was a good song, don't get me wrong, but definitely not Song of the Year. Like, I wouldn't put it as Song of the Year just because it wasn't, like, that big. The movie was big, but that doesn't mean, like, the song should win just because the movie was big. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Bad Guy, Truth Hurts, either one of those two. Lover, I'm going to need for Taylor Swift to not this round. Like, I feel like she'd just be, like, coming in and swooping stuff. And no, I don't need it this round, especially not for Lover. Like, Lover was good, don't get me wrong, but it just came out. So, like, Song of the Year is a stretch. Like, no one cares, to be fair. That's kind of rude, but what can I say? Record of the Year, which I'm not honestly 100% sure the difference of Song of the Year and Record of the Year. I know it's, like, something with the song writing versus, like, the actual song itself. I don't know which one's which. Ooh, yeah, I'm not sure. If Record of the Year is based off of writing, there's Seven Rings, Hard Place, Bad Guy, Old Town Road, Truth Hurts, Hey Ma, Talk and Sunflower. So if the record of the year is the one that's based off of writing, I would give it to none of these songs are really like written great. You know what I mean? Like they're all pretty much bops. But none of them are like masterfully written. You know what I mean? Like they're all just radio hits. So maybe maybe Song of the Year was the one that was written off of like who wrote the songs and stuff, but Record of the Year, I would say, this is hard. Oh my god, this is hard. Seven Rings, Hard Place, Bad Guy, Old Town Road, Truth Hurts, Hey Ma, Talk, Sunflower. I'm between like five. I don't think Hard Place would win it. I don't think Hey Ma would win it. And Talk is like halfway for me. So I'm going to say, I'm between Seven Rings, Bad Guy, Old Town Road, Truth Hurts, and Sunflower, which is basically all of them. So like we need to narrow it down. These were all such big songs, but like Old Town Road, I'm pretty sure is the longest charting song at number one on the Billboards or something like that, like ever in history. So probably Old Town Road. I don't know. I could see it going to any one of these, so I'd be fine with any of them winning, to be honest. Album of the Year, which I don't know. Norman Rockwell, I heard was really good. I didn't listen to it, but people loved Lana Del Rey, so I don't know. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which was iconic. Thank You Next, which was iconic. I Used to Know Her. I'm not sure about that. I don't think I've listened to it. Seven by Lil Nas X. Decent piece of work. Not sure if it should win Album of the Year, especially seeing as it was a EP. So don't see the correlation there. But, Cause I Love You by Lizzo, no, definitely not. And Father of the Bride, which I don't know. So, yeah. I'm gonna go with, I'm in between When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And Thank You Next. Billy has been in every one of these categories so far. I mean, we're only on, like, the fourth one, but still. I'm gonna say Thank You Next. Thank You Next was, like, Thank You Next was good. But at the same time, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Was good, too. Because the writing and the vocals were good on that. Thank You Next, I feel like, was more, like, focused on bops. I mean, the vocals were obviously good because it's Ariana Grande. Let's get serious now, but I'm gonna lock in on Thank You Next just because it had more people engaged. If that makes sense, like it was more of a bop radio hit. I could see that more as Album of the Year than When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which is sad to say, but you know, that's how the Grammys work. It's not going to be off of, like, 100% purely songwriting or 100% purely style or anything like that. Like, I think they usually go for, like, popularity. So I would say Thank You Next for that one. Best New Artist, Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and YOLA. I want to give it to Billy really bad, but in my opinion, is she a new artist still? I feel like she's been nominated as new artist for like 3.5 years now, which I mean, go off, get that coin. So I'm going to give it to Billy as a whole, but if we're technically speaking, I'd probably give it to Lil Nas X, just because he made such a such an impact this year. Like, even though Old Town Road got played out, like, it was big. And then he came out with Panini, and then the Panini remix. Like, yeah, he had a pretty good year. Lizzo had Truth Hurts, which is, like, which was really big, too. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I sound so biased, and I'm not trying to, like, honestly, I should just make a podcast about my most unpopular opinions, especially with music, because I recently found out, speaking to friends, that my music taste is apparently crazy, even though I feel like it's very basic and boring. Yeah, I venture out and find new artists, but, like, who doesn't? And, but I guess it's more of, like, the people I don't listen to and the people I don't like. Like, for Lizzo, for example, that gets people shook. So, I'm definitely going to do that. That's probably going to be my next or the second from now podcast, if that makes sense. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. But, yeah, I'm probably going to do that at some point, if I don't forget. But, yeah, so, what was I saying? No, literally, what was I saying? Why do I always do this? Oh, right, okay, Billie Eilish. I would give it to Billie because I love Billie. But if we're technically speaking, I would give it to Lil Nas X just because of, like, his blow-up this year. Best pop solo performance, Spirit, Bad Guy, Seven Rings, Truth Hurts, You Need to Calm Down. You Need to Calm Down? Oh, baby, no. Why is that up here? You Need to Calm Down? I feel like they should have put a different song. Am I crazy for saying that? That's another thing. I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. Like, I get it. But she's more for, like, not to be shady, because this sounds kind of shady, but she's kind of for, like, a 12-year-old white girl named Sarah, Elizabeth, Marie. Let me stop. Oh, my God. I'm tearing people up this podcast, and I am so sorry. I only promote, I can't even talk. I only promote positivity here, but sometimes you need to get it if you need to get it. Anyway, yeah, You Need to Calm Down should not have been, like, a song that they put for this. Like, Lover would probably be better, which is her title track of her album. I don't know. I actually like Lover, not the album as a whole, because it's not really my style, but Lover, the song itself, is pretty good. So I feel like that would fit better here. But, yeah, so I obviously don't think that's going to win. Truth Hurts, probably. Lizzo is in everything, too, along with Billie. But, like, Billie, I'm fine with. Ariana, I'm fine with. Beyonce, Spirit by Beyonce needs to not win. But the Grammys love Beyonce and want to give her everything and more. Because she's Beyonce. Beyonce, no. That's another thing. I'm not a fan of Beyonce, but we won't talk about it. Spirit was all right. The vocals were good. Obviously, it's Beyonce. The vocals are going to be good. But, like, no. I wouldn't give it to her. Like, that's not even... It wasn't even her album. It was literally a Lion King album. So, no. Not Spirit. Not You Need to Calm Down. Bad Guy was fire. As always. I feel like Bad Guy is, like... Why is that the only song they're putting of hers on here? I'm dead. Seven Rings was good. Oof, I'm between Bad Guy and Seven Rings again. I'm always between those two. I'm gonna give it to Bad Guy. Bad Guy, just because the way she delivered Bad Guy speaks to me. Like, best pop solo performance, Bad Guy. You know what I mean? It fits. Seven Rings was good too, don't get me wrong, and it was different for Ariana. But, like, I don't know. I just think Bad Guy is, like, a step. Like, 1% higher, you know? You know, you get it. Best R&B performance, Love Again, Exactly How I Feel, Could Have Been, Come Home, and Rosa Mo. Okay. The only ones I know are Exactly How I Feel and Could Have Been. Could Have Been was good, but Could Have Been could have been better. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean. If you listen to Coulda Been, you know that Bryson Tiller's part should not have been all the way at the end for, like, the last 20 seconds, all muffled up. No, that's not a feature. That's a creature. Oh, what am I? You know what? Disregard what I just said. Yeah, no, Coulda Been better. I think that's why they called it Coulda Been, because they knew. Exactly how I feel is... It was all right. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to give it to Coulda Been just because Bryson Tiller is one of my favorites. And he made that song, but he could have made that song more than what it was. If he was allowed to, you know what I mean? And he wasn't just stuck in right at the end there. So I'm going to say Coulda Been. But, you know, whatever. We'll see. Best rap album, Revenge of the Dreamers 3, Championships, I Am Greater Than I Was, which I heard was really good. I didn't listen to it. Igor, which I was art, was a whole work of art. And The Lost Boy, I didn't listen to that. But I'm going to give it to Igor just because that's the only one I've listened. So it's kind of just wins by default. Yeah, but I Am Greater Than I was also, like, pretty big. I didn't really, like, hear any songs from it, but people were saying it was good. So maybe that might win, too. I don't know. Either one of those two. Best country song, we're going to just skip right through that, even though Speechless is probably going to win because that was huge this year. So, yeah, if I had to guess for best country song, I would say Speechless. But it could be any of these because I haven't heard the rest of them, so... You never know. Best pop duo and group performance. Boyfriend, Ariana Grande, and Social House. Boyfriend? Yeah? You think so? Anyway, moving on. Sucker. Jonas Brothers, ooh, that was good, because it was a comeback, too, so that was good. Old Town Road, which was obviously another big hit. Sunflower was, like, kind of underrated, not underrated in terms of, like, radio play, because it was on the radio at all times, and I'm pretty sure they still play it sometimes on the radio. But, like, in terms of how people felt about it, I guess, if that makes any sense. Sunflower was kind of underrated because people were like, whatever. But, I don't know, it was a pretty good song. So, Sunflower, I could see Sunflower, like, maybe not winning, but being, like, a close runner-up. Oh, Senorita is on here, too. Oh, that's probably gonna win. That song was huge. It has, like... Ooh, I don't want to sound stupid. Is it 60 million? I think it's 60 million streams. It can't be 60 billion. There's not 60 billion people in this world. Yeah, it's 60 million. It has to be 60 million. It had 60 million streams. And it was like number one at some point, I'm pretty sure, for a while. So, probably Senorita. I mean, I'm not like the biggest fan of that song anymore just because I've heard it so much. But I could see that winning. Or Old Town Road. But Sucker should win. Low-key, Sucker should win. But Boyfriend, are we gonna let that one slide? I'm sorry, Ariana, like, I love you and everything, but Boyfriend, yeah. Best pop vocal album, The Lion King, The Gift by Beyonce, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, Thank You, Next. Number 6, Collaborations Project. Ed Sheeran, if you don't get off this list, you gotta go. Uh-uh. That album was garbage. Is that bad? Is that bad to say? The album was garbage. Y'all are not gonna do this. Y'all are not gonna just let him get a Grammy because it's Ed Sheeran. He has his vocals, but like, come on now. Really? No, that ain't it, Chief. Lover, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has vocals, but does she have vocals like to beat Beyonce and Ariana Grande and even Billy in some songs? As much as I didn't like the Beyonce album, she's probably going to win. I just didn't like it because it was, like, for a movie, and I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. So she's probably going to win, or I could see Thank You Next winning, too, because Ariana's vocals are just crazy, wild. She'll hit you with a whistle tone in the middle of her sentence. She says, I'm not going to do it because I can't, but you get the message. She's going to be talking. She's going to be making her acceptance speech with a whistle tone in the middle on purpose. It's not going to be a little hiccup. It's going to be, I can't do it. That's embarrassing. We're not going to talk about it. We're just going to move past that. So yeah, I would say Thank You Next or The Lion King, The Gift, whatever. All right, so what else is there? Hold on, I gotta scroll down pretty far because it's just rock stuff now. Pretty sure there's one for, like, music video. Yeah, best music video. We've got To Try, This Land, Cellophane. Oh, Cellophane was good. Old Town Road, Official Movie, and Glad He's Gone. Cellophane better win. I am so sorry to say it. Cellophane was real. Like, I'm not a huge fan of FKA Twigs, but when you make a music video like that, oh no, then you gotta tune in. If y'all haven't seen it, please go watch that. That is so good. It's like a whole movie. And the only word I can say is golden. Golden in terms of quality, but also just golden. And if you've seen the music video, you know what I mean by golden. But yeah, Cellophane definitely, because that was really, really good. Whoever directed that, I think it says Alex Chamberlain. Is that the person that? Oh no, that was the producer, Andrew Thomas Huang. I don't know how to say that last name, but Andrew Thomas, Mr. Andrew Thomas. You did the thing. You did the damn thing there because that was really good. Yeah, so Cellophane for that. Best music film. Do I know any of these? Homecoming is the only one I know. So I'm gonna give it to Beyonce on that one, I guess. Is there any other ones I know? Oh, there was a producer one somewhere. Hold on. Producer of the Year, non-classical, Jack Antonoff, Dan Auerbach, I don't know how to say these names, I'm butchering them, but that's okay, we won't talk about it, John Hill, Phineas, and Ricky Reed. So I guess you guys can probably tell by how I just reacted that I think Phineas should win because he's honestly very underrated, and I feel like everyone just thinks of him as, like, Billy's brother. Oh yeah, you know Billy's brother? Oh, you know the one that, like, produces Billy's, like, albums? Apparently he produces other music too, and obviously his own music, if y'all did not know that. It's actually really good. It's pretty, not even pretty, it's, like, really different from Billy's music, but in a good way. Not that Billy's music is bad, obviously, because, you know, I love Billy, but it's just, like, two very different universes, but in, like, the best way possible, if that makes any sense. So, yes, stream his EP that just came out. Anyway, sorry, let me stop doing the most and move to the next topic, and I think this is going to be the last one, and it's Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical, All These Things, LMA. I didn't know her album was just called LMA. Okay, anyway. Run Home Slow, Scenery, and When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? LMA's album was good for an R&B album, and I feel bad to, like, not let her have it, but at the same time, when you're comparing with, like, Billie Eilish and her, like, intense songs with a whole bunch of sound effects, and, like, she'll be underwater, and her voice would be, like, all choppy, and she'll have, like, literal sound effects in the background. Like, it was just much better. But I could see, no, I don't want to say I could see LMA winning that. But her, okay, how do I explain this? It was engineered good for an R&B album. You know what I mean? Like, she can't really do much in the R&B realm. Like, she kind of just has to, like, stick to the regular beats. And the beats were good, but it just wasn't enough to beat When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? You know? There's just a little gap there. A little bridge that needs some fixing. Love. Oh my god, what am I literally talking about? I'm sorry, y'all. It is 3:30 in the morning while I'm recording this. Don't ask me why. Do not ask me why. Thank you. Like, that's rude. Don't ask me why. So if I sound a little wild, I mean, I act like this every day, though. So let's not try to act different for the cameras. But yeah, if I'm acting a little weird or, you know, whatever, it's mostly because I'm tired, but also because it's just me. So that's it. Yeah, so that's all my predictions. I'm probably going to make a podcast coming back when the Grammys actually happens, which I think is on January 20th, if I'm not wrong, or something like that, 20-something. So I will be back to see if my nominations. Yeah, I nominated them. I bet. To see if my predictions are right. They're probably not going to be, and I'm probably going to be very upset. So if you want to hear me, very angry, very raging, very like mad vibes, just for a little, you know, then tune back into that. Like I said, January 20th or whatever, it'll probably come out like the next day or the next few days after that. So y'all have a month to prepare. Y'all have a month to prepare. So get ready. But I'm actually going to end off the podcast with a little segment that I like to call Top Trending on Twitter. And this is where we see what's top trending on Twitter today. So, if you can't tell by the title, every time I make a podcast, I'm going to be checking Twitter and like the most talked about hashtags and like the most trending topics on Twitter for that specific day that I'm making the podcast. So I'm making this podcast technically on Wednesday at 3:30 in the morning. Wednesday, what's the date? December 11th at 3:30 in the morning. EST. So let's just take a little cute little sneak peek on Twitter and see what's really going on. Oh god. Oh no. Oh my god. Okay, the number one trending topic in the United States is RIP Nick Cannon. Oh, Nick Cannon. Why did I read? I'm such an idiot. I forgot that he made a diss track. Oh, you know. I'm dead. I really thought somebody died. I can't do it. He made two diss tracks, I think. I don't even know the full story. I didn't even listen to them. But I saw that he had made one or two diss tracks against Eminem. And now people are saying, RIP Nick Cannon. Ooh, it's probably garbage. That's sad. Oreos for Santa. Let's just see what this is. Oh, y'all do too much for Christmas, and that's a whole other podcast. But let's just say I'm a fan of Christmas when it's Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Like just those 2 days in general, the 24th and the 25th. You know what? Sign me up. Cute. Christmas, fun, whatever. But when we have to talk about it from November all the way through December, like, okay, now I've had enough. It's literally everywhere you go. It'll be on the radio. It'll be on TV commercials. It'll be like in music. It'll be in people's albums that they're creating for Christmas. Everyone's wearing Christmas like sweaters and stuff. Like, it's literally everywhere. Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas this and that. And it's like, it's cute and all, but y'all just do a little too much. And yeah, so that's that. Nike debuts a modest swimwear collection, which includes a hijab. Oh. All right, Nike. You better be inclusive. That's cool. That's very cool, actually, that they're doing that. hashtag Bronx Bombers. Oh, God. Do I want to know? Do I want to know? What, can I find like a news story on this? I don't know. What? I'm so confused. There's so many different. What are the Bronx Bombers? I think it's something to do with baseball. I had thought it was something worse. Y'all don't want to know what I thought. We won't talk about it. Yeah, it's something with baseball, not anything I care about, so I'm just gonna close that right on out. Apple's most expensive Mac Pro can cost over $52,000, depending if you'd want the $400 wheels. Now, what are y'all talking about? Twitter? Okay, here's the thing. Alright, so here's the thing. I love Twitter and all. Don't get me wrong. That's why I have this segment. If you didn't know, the whole reason for this segment is to introduce not only myself, but you guys to some news that might just be happening in the world. Just in case you don't know, most of the time I don't know most of the things because I don't really log into Twitter. So that's another thing. I do this segment maybe just to get me to log into Twitter a little bit more, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but Twitter can be very confusing. Because they'll give you a title, but, like, if you just read it with no context, it kind of makes no sense. Like, the whole, like, Apple's MacBook Pro being $52,000 if you want it on $400 wheels, or want the $400 wheels, like, what does that mean? Is it a car? Is it a computer? Is it NASCAR? Like, I don't know, love. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah. So, I'm just going to X out of that one, too. If y'all want to know more about that, I just gave you the headline. You know, Google it, because I'm really just not sure. Hashtag, what is this? Oh. Oh, no. Okay, hold one second, guys. I am so sorry. I'm just reading something right now. Why is hashtag UPS trending? Are we serious here? Oh, okay, because there's a picture of a guy snuggled up with a dog. Sir... I know this is supposed to be cute, and it is, until you start thinking about the fact that, like, why are you... Is that your dog, sir? Is it? Is that your dog, sir? Because I hope so, because if you're just delivering packages and you just see someone's dog, you know, as cute as it may be to take a picture with someone's random dog, maybe don't. That's weird, isn't it? Like, am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Like, if I looked outside and I'm like, what's that dog name? Cooper. That's so stupid. I look outside, I'm like, Cooper, Cooper baby, where are you, Cooper? And I'm just looking outside for my dog. But I'm low-key also looking for my package from UPS that I've been waiting for like a week and a half because it's been snowing. Sorry, too many details in the story. I tend to do that a lot. We're not going to talk about it. You're looking for your package and you're looking for your dog, but you see them both in the same person's arms. You know, kind of poetic. No, but, like, seriously, though, isn't that weird? You're like, sir, can I have my dog? But can I have my package, too? Do I need to sign? Thanks. But can I have my dog? Like, I'm gonna need that back. Can I take Cooper or, thank you. I'll just take my dog back. Like, that's weird. I don't care what y'all say, that's weird. But yeah, that is pretty much it. Nothing like too crazy on Twitter, but you know, some pretty funny moments. But with that, that pretty much ends the podcast. This one's kind of short, I think. Probably not. It's probably like 40 minutes, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to try to make these probably around like 50 minutes to an hour, something like that. This one's probably a bit shorter just because I was just talking about like Grammy nominations. There wasn't really much to it. But yeah, let me know what you guys want to see or hear, I guess, on these podcasts coming up. I swear they're going to get more interesting as they go because I'm going to be doing a lot more. Like, I'm going to try to do a Q&A at some point, probably some interviews with some people, or maybe I'm going to, like, ask some of my friends to get on here or one of my friends to get on here to co-host with me. So it's a little bit of a spice up. Yeah, I guess that is it. Love you all so much. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. If you did listen this far, it means the world to me. So yes, have an amazing day, and I will see you next time.